And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and I'm sounding giddy, aren't I? Yeah, the reason I'm sounding giddy is because it is another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've got two of my favorite people on today's radio show. I've been trying to figure out a way to get them to do radio with me, and lo and behold, it has occurred. So you're probably wondering, you know, what rock stars do I have on today's show? Well, it's not the Rolling Stones. It's not Led Zeppelin. I know I'm kind of old. When I give you those band references, you go, dude, you're so like 60s and 70s. Yeah, that's just kind of me. That's just kind of the way I am. But these rock stars are a little bit different. Well, as far as I know, they don't play music for a living. As a matter of fact, they did exactly what you guys do for a living, or did do for a living, which is trade time for money. See, Tracy, well, she's got a lot of experience at a major oil and gas company. Jennifer, she's got a lot of experience in education, and she's written a pretty amazing master, I guess it's a PhD thesis. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to have to ask her that question. But the point I'm trying to make is that my guests today are real people just like you and I. They're real people that realize somewhere along the way in life, whatever they were doing for retirement, whatever they were doing to prepare for retirement, whatever they were doing to earn income, it wasn't working. So they looked for a different vehicle. And they stumbled across real estate. They stumbled across a company called Lifestyles Unlimited, and they became members. Now, interestingly enough, Tracy kind of got the ball rolling. She did. She went out and bought some single family asset. Well, one single family asset, as far as I know. And she did it in 2008. Now, remember what was going on in 2008, right? All the subprime mortgages, the implosion of the real estate markets and things like that. So I think she had an idea that she was going to make some money with real estate. But I know the true story. The true story is she has some challenges with that asset. And she really needed a company like Lifestyles Unlimited to provide her the education and mentoring that she needed in order to do what she was really trying to accomplish. So let me do this. Let me bring Tracy and Jennifer onto the show. You're going to really enjoy these two because they're just fun. They're bubbly. They always have smiles on their faces. Every time I see them, they're always enjoying life. So welcome to the show, Tracy and Jennifer. How are you two doing?
We're doing fantastic. Thanks for having us, Al.
Yeah, we're just going to call this the Hobnobbing with the Hightowers.
Hobnobbing with the Hightowers. I like that. I'm going to have to remember that for future segments because my short-term memory is kind of shot, but it is what it is, right?
Yep. It comes with age, Al.
Yeah. Oh, I just got an age joke. Darn it. All right. So we're having fun. We've already established that. Tracy, did I get the backstory kind of right? I mean, did you try and buy a single-family asset in 2008?
Not only try, I did, and it was horrible. It was before Lifestyles, no training. I read a book. I knew it could be done. I saw other people doing it. I found somebody who was doing it, and he just taught me all kinds of wrong things. We bought it in the hood. I had to carry a gun, you know, to go to this place.
Are you saying you're a pistol packing mama?
I'm a pistol packing mama. That's right.
Nice. Now, sorry, let's get back to your story. I had to throw the joke in there, though.
No, you're fine. So, bought this one back in the day, like you said, 2008. It was like $27,000, and it was worth it. I mean, it was like a crack house, and you could see the hole from the top floor to the bottom. And the guy that was mentoring me at the time, I paid him some money, and he fixed some of it, and then he ran off. And I was like, what now? And I had some friends that tried to help me fix it. And then finally, I was like, you know what? I'm getting rid of this thing. And I sold it. I still made money, which I don't know how. And then I was still like, I'm going to try this again. I don't know why I didn't stop there, but I'm glad I didn't and joined Lifestyles and started doing it right.
You're pretty happy people. Every time I run into you, which is very frequently, you guys always have a smile on your face. Why do you always have a smile on your face?
Well, we're hanging out with people of like minds. You know, everyone's fun. You know, you're building these relationships. Some of our closest friends are in Lifestyles. And we're actually starting to live the lifestyle that we want. We've got extra money, getting more experiences. We're able to travel. I mean, next month we're going on vacation with some of our friends that we met in Lifestyles. So, you know, you can't complain.
Oh, where are you guys going?
We're going to Cabo.
Cabo, down in Mexico, huh?
Yeah, we're going to probably do some four-wheeling.
Yeah, all right. It's actually going to be a family trip. We're taking the three boys, and so we're going to all go enjoy time together as a family. Well-deserved.
Now, how old are the boys?
They're 14, 10, and 8.
Oh, so you got your hands full.
You can say that, yes.
And it's loud. Very loud.
It's loud. And smelly, too, because it's boys, right?
That's right. That's right. And they all think they're 18.
And when you turn them loose on those four-wheelers down in Cabo, you're going to go, oh, man, they think they really are 18, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm a little scared of that. I might not be smiling at that time, but we'll see.
Well, you know, it kind of leads me to believe that because you're living the lifestyle now, at one point in your life, you weren't satisfied with your lifestyle. Am I onto something?
100%, Al. I grew up always having to think of different paths because I wasn't sure. And when I started working at that major oil company, I thought I'd be leaving in 2 years and needed to be ready for something else and not relying on anything to have my retirement. So I was always looking for ways to make money or passive income and haven't stopped since.
Jennifer, how about you?
Well, you know, I think there's this misconception that as a college coach, it's always the men's football and men's basketball that spend countless hours in their jobs. But it goes for any coach at any sport on the collegiate level. I mean, I was working 60 to 80 hours a week, 44 weekends a year, whether it was practices, games, or recruiting. And as Lifestyles tells you, you're getting to buy your time back through our real estate investments. And so I've been blessed post-collegiate administration and coaching career to enjoy the lifestyle with my kids and enjoy so many moments with them. They're all in scouts, and the scout experiences we've had over the last many years have been just amazing. And those are lifelong memories that I will cherish forever.
Yeah, you know, I found out recently because you guys came out to San Antonio and we were at a Lifestyles event. And you mentioned to me that you've been to Seabase. How did you pull that off? I mean, that's like the most coveted scouting adventure trip out there. Everybody wants to do it. And there's like, what, five slots? How did you pull that off?
So in Scouting America, there are four high adventures. And you have to be 14, but at Seabase, you can be 13. And our troop, this was our year to do Seabase. And so my son was 13. And Seabase involves living on a boat for 7 days. And that sounds very luxurious and that's fun, but they leave out the part that, you know, you're not sleeping down below deck, you're sleeping on deck, whether it's on the bench in the captain's, you know, steering area, or you're just laying on the deck somewhere under the stars. You get these great excursions, going to shore and doing some hikes, but they also leave out the part that the only way to get to shore and to get back to the boat is you have to swim. The captain puts your backpacks in his dinghy and he drives off in his little boat to the shoreline and you swim 100, 200, 300 yards. But aside from that, it was the most amazing experience. We were, unfortunately, the Florida Keys was all booked up, so we had to go to St. Thomas. And the snorkeling was amazing. Swam with dolphins and sea turtles. Did 50 miles of sailing around the entire island of St. Thomas. It was the most amazing experience. And my son, almost on a weekly basis, says, when are we going to get to go back?
So what sport did... Yeah, she suffered. I know. I'm sitting here going, gosh, I wish that were me. So what's... excuse me. My throat just popped on me. Okay, I'm back. What sport did you coach, Jennifer?
I coached collegiate softball.
And when does that season normally run?
Well, you start practicing in the fall and August when school starts, and you've got your fall season, and that runs pretty much up until Thanksgiving break. And then you come back at the beginning of the year, get ready for the spring season, which is your competitive season. And that's going to run through May or June. And then you got to spend the summer recruiting and getting your team ready for the next year. So it's a year-round process. Thankfully, the NCAA does have some rules in there that gives us some quiet periods where as coaches, we're forced to take a break and, you know, spend time with others and our family instead of working all the time.
So if you hadn't dovetailed into this real estate investing, which we'll get into in a minute, it sounds like going to CBase would have been a bridge too far for you because you would have been committed to your coaching experience.
Oh, absolutely. I would have missed way too many moments of my kids and their milestones. And as they've gotten older, the opportunities to create these memories with them. So I'm very blessed that through our real estate investments and the income we receive to have these moments with them.
So Tracy, while all this is going on and Jennifer's got the boys down in CBase, what are you up to? What are you doing?
What was I doing during that week?
Yeah.
Al, I was drinking a lot.
You went on vacation too, huh?
I went on vacation. You know, I was enjoying the peace and quiet, but I was actually trying to get this syndication through contract, and it wasn't all easy, and I was on the phone with Lynn till 11 o'clock at night at sometimes, or Jeff, the mentors and stuff, trying to continue and get this down. You know, CBase, you have to sign up a good year and a half in advance. So this syndication was planned, but not during this time. And so she's sending me pictures of turtles and dolphins, and I'm sending her pictures of legal contracts and, you know, empty margarita.
Empty margarita. Well, that probably is enough to drive her mad, because you're not allowed to have margaritas when you're at CBase, correct?
No. But they did have a pizza boat that was out in the cove, and they would deliver pizza to the individual boats. That was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Hey, we're going to commercial break, and I've got a ton of questions I've got to ask you guys. So stick around until after the break, because we're going to get into the real estate right now.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Walmsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Tracy and Jennifer, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So Tracy, you bought a property in 2008. That property didn't work out the way you wanted it to. You didn't lose money on it, but you didn't make massive gains on it. So a lot of people would have just said, you know what, I'm done, and just kind of wiped their hands of it. But you chose a different path. You chose to seek out quality education, quality mentorship, and you found it in Lifestyles Unlimited. Am I correct?
You are 100% correct. Yeah, I had the wrong one, obviously, before, the wrong path. And then I still believed in real estate. And I'm like, all right, I've got to do better. And I got to find the right people with the right training. And I did that with Lifestyles.
So what was it about Lifestyles that just made you go, hey, I've arrived?
It is all the people, all the regular Joes and Sues and Karens, you know, and all the normal people, if you will, that are there. They're doing what I want to do. It's all the training that's there. The mentors, I think, is the key thing. And I really wish I'd utilized them more back then. You know, now I'm all the time. But it was, everything was so open, and you hear the good and the bad, the ugly, and how they got through it. And I was like, this is what I need. And I really felt the support, and I knew I had it.
So how many assets did you buy pre-Jennifer?
Pre-Jennifer, I only got four. So I say okay. I did the refi, the cash out, and I got the four, and all of them had, I'd say, I'm not going to put numbers out unless you ask, a lot of cash flow per month. All of them doubled in equity by the time I sold them. So did very well following the MAP and lifestyle training.
So you got the results you were looking for. I mean, finally, yeah. you had actually arrived, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So now let's fast forward to 2017. You advised Jennifer that maybe she ought to take a look at this. Jennifer, what was your experience? I mean, did you think Tracy was blowing smoke up your chimney, or was she onto something?
No, I know she's been on this real estate path, and she encouraged me to go over to the 2-day. And, just from my coaching experience and background, you know, I could see the roadmap and how it worked and how you got from point A to point B to point C. Everything made sense to me. And, I even had in the back of my mind after going there, I was like, oh, they talked about those 10 houses in 10 months. It's like, oh, I could do this kind of thing. So I really bought into it. The math made sense. The journey made sense. So I was all in from the get-go, kind of the opposite of what you hear sometimes. You know, there's always that one person that's ready to jump in feet first, and then there's the other person that, you know, needs their floaties and their life jacket, and they might tip their toe in the water at some point.
Now, I'm gonna share something with the audience that might make you blush a little bit, Jennifer, but you're a published author. You have a PhD. You're well educated. You're a very successful NCAA collegiate coach. What is it that Lifestyles Unlimited could possibly teach you that you didn't already know?
It's about finding a different path and following a new passion. I think a lot of people ask me, you know, what do you do for a living? And I say, well, I'm on my second career. You know, I had my collegiate career as a coach, and now I'm on my second career as real estate, and I'm loving it as just as passionate. But it was just more of my degree is in sports psychology. So, you know, whether you think you can or you can't, you're absolutely right. And so the one mindset I love about Lifestyles is we're all like-minded, and everyone's there to encourage each other. No one wants to see anybody fail, because everyone takes it personally. If one member fails, it's almost a reflection that we didn't do our job as supporting role members to make sure this person succeeded. So it's a great group. It's fantastic. And everyone's on the same page. Everyone wants the same goal, to be successful in real estate investing.
Yeah, I got to echo what you said, because the culture that I found when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, by the way, I joined in 2017 when you joined, Jennifer. I was super skeptical. I really thought that, you know, I was going to be able to blow holes in all the education. I thought it was just like every other program that I had checked out that just didn't pass muster. And then I got to Lifestyles Unlimited and I tried to blow holes in the education. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. What about you?
No, I mean, I'm that nerdy kid and nerdy adult that sits in the front row. The running joke is I have my set seat every time I go up to Lifestyles, and I got to be up there in one of the first two rows. So the education made sense to me. It was perfect. I understood it. I understood the math. I understood the map. And I didn't have any hesitation. So maybe it's just because I have such a strong background in education, it was easy to take in, be a sponge, and really absorb it. And just, I think probably the biggest part is you got to go in open-minded. If you go in with preconceived notions, then you're only going to hear what you want to hear at certain times. That's why we always encourage people. We do it ourselves. We go back to the 2-day multiple times, because learning is a lifelong process. We can go back and pick up one or two more nuggets that we didn't hear the year before we went to a 2-day. That's the beauty of Lifestyle.
So you guys are talking about this 2-day thing. This sounds like a labor intensive thing. What's going on in this 2-day that you're talking about?
Well, that's where Dell or any of the other teachers come in and they spend 2 days teaching you how to do the single family, how to invest or how to evaluate. Well, let me back up. They address the mindset first, because you really need to change your mindset and understand that your perspective is probably not taking in the whole picture. And so they kind of break that down. Then they'll talk about single family, how to evaluate. They'll look on the MLS online. They'll find a deal right there, and they'll talk about it and show you how you can make money. And people will even call the, you know, one of the realtors and try to put an offer on that time. Then that night, people go out and they go to happy hour and they talk even more with Dale or David Fisher or whoever's teaching. And then on Sunday, they come back and you really kind of dig more into the multifamily and how the numbers make even more sense, and they're bigger, and they just kind of walk you through that you can do it as well. So, I mean, you could take that 2 days and do it and not, you know, go any further or talk to the mentors or anything, but that's really just the beginning. To me, it was the start of my education in real estate.
Jennifer, what are your thoughts?
100% agree. I mean, that's just, it's kind of the introductory course. It's introduction to lifestyle, introduction to the different ways to make money through real estate. And from that point, then you can decide which path do you want to do. Do you want to go single family? Do you want to go passive income? Do you want to be an IRO? Do you want to do multifamily? So everyone's on a different journey, but there's a path for everybody out there. And as in life, you come to a fork in the road, and sometimes your path has to change. But there's so many paths within lifestyles that there's something for everyone depending on what you want to accomplish.
Yeah, I even feel bipolar at times through all of this, because you just kind of hop from path to path to path to whatever makes sense.
Well, you guys have kind of done that. I mean, you've done the single family path. You've been passive investors, which you still are. And you took on the role of being lead investors, which in the outside world is called a syndicator. But effectively, it's somebody that goes out and finds a multifamily property and then does the analysis, determines whether it's going to work for their own investing goals and objectives. And then they make available to their fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, people like me, opportunities to invest with them. But it involves doing a lot of work. So what caused you guys to transition into that modality?
So we think with the end in mind, and our goal is also to eventually retire me. So that means that we've got to do that syndication. It is extra work right now, and we do it so that the investors don't have to, right? We're bringing them along to help them achieve their goals of passive income. We're doing it so that eventually I can replace my income with this passive income with multifamily, and it's probably going to take another two of them. And we're learning along the way. So, but it's a lot of work. So I have my W-2. Jennifer goes out to the property and works the operations, and I'm trying to figure out how to do accounting and marketing in the evening. But we're a great tag team to get it done.
So accounting and marketing, that doesn't sound like it's super exciting. Why are you taking that on?
Well, we got to have the right books to be able to make sure that we're cash flowing. We're raising up the NOI. I did pay a bookkeeper to kind of help make sure that I'm doing this right, because I'm trying to learn and we want to do it right. Marketing is actually fun, and I'm realizing it's kind of a science to it. So I at least enjoy that a lot more than the accounting.
So you mentioned it might take two more assets under your belt to get you to a point of retirement. Is that a realistic goal?
It's a stretch goal, Al. You know, I've been in big oil for a long time. I make good money, so I've got the golden handcuff. But over time, this first one, yeah, no. You know, it gives us a Starbucks money. But in each one, we learn more. We're able to do more. We can get bigger. We can have better systems in place. And the goal is if we raise that NOI and we sell it, we'll have a lot of equity on the back end. And that should happen in my plan, two or three of them, or hopefully in 575 days, I can retire.
Oh, you've got a date marked on your calendar. I love that. That is cool.
I'm staring at the clock right now.
So, Jennifer, what do you think about this semi-aggressive plan Tracy has formulated for the two of you? Are you on board?
Oh, definitely. You know, Bill talks a lot about economies of scale. And so, you know, we just got to keep getting bigger and better every time. You know, that's how it happens. And you got to start with the first property and then get it going. You know, the model will tell you, you're probably going to have to be somewhere between 3 to 5, that property number, before you can really see the fruits of your labor and see, you know, how people are able to real estate retire themselves. So it's definitely on board. I love doing it. As we've talked about already today, I love learning. So I'm excited. I went and got CAM certified. So I'm a certified apartment manager now, doing other training. And so I love learning the business and working in the business. It's almost like I said, a second career for me, and I'm becoming an entrepreneur and helping run our syndication.
What do you guys think about the fiduciary obligation that you have to your fellow investors?
It scares me. you know, you're taking people's savings or their retirements, and they're trusting you. And so we take that very seriously, and we have every intention to bring them their desires, right? They want to make money. And so we're going to work hard to make sure that they do make that money, and they make even more money when we sell. And then hopefully, or this is what will happen now, that we're going to do a good job, and they're going to want to invest with us again, and we're going to keep doing this over and over, rinse and repeat. So, but no matter what, it's still scary. And I want to hold on to that fear, because it's very important. You know, they're important. We couldn't do this without them. They couldn't do it without us.
I think you just surmised very well the Lifestyles Unlimited roadmap for a lead investor. I mean, you've got the ethics, you've got the morals, you got the drive, you've got the plan, you've got the system. Everything is coming together, and you guys are operating the property and doing well with it. Am I correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We're learning something every day. We're learning how to build a property management company. You know, we're learning how to, you know, kind of do resident retention, and all of it is to really kind of make sure that our staff is supported, our residents are supported, and our investors are supported and understand. And I think the biggest is communication, and I'm working on an email that's going to go out in the next day or two with pictures. It all has to work together in a nice, balanced way, and we're going to do that.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to do it, because I've been kind of paying attention to what you're up to, and you're spot on. You're doing an excellent job of representing what the roadmap is and how we've been trained to do these types of things. I myself am an aspiring lead investor, meaning I haven't found a deal like you guys have found it. But, you know, if you were to ask me what my aha moment is, why am I doing the lead investor thing? The reason for me is to build wealth for future generations of my family. I'm doing okay. I'm actually doing a little better than okay with what I'm doing as far as passive income. But I want to make sure that the future generations of Gordons have, you know, the ability to do anything that they want. And that's one of the things that I've discovered when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is, you know, the name says it all. Your lifestyle is unlimited. Only you put the limits on it, correct?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And when they say it's about the lifestyle, it's, you know, when you get to choose how you live your life, I mean, you've made it. You know, today I want to go here, or you want to be that example to the kids, you know, like with our kids and stuff, and how they can have choices of what they're going to do with their life. I mean, that's success.
Yeah, I think you nailed it right there with that singular word, success. And that's what we're all striving to do. Jennifer, I want to go back to the personal moment, because it's not every day that I get somebody who's not only a published author and a PhD holder on the show. This is really cool about you. You're actually in the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Tell me what's going on there.
When I was working on my master's, it was during the time that the movie A League of Their Own came out, and I was taking a sport history course, and we had to do a very extensive research project in some avenue of sports history. So I started researching the whole origins and history of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. I've been blessed since the movie came out to meet over 150 of the actual players that played in the league from 1943 to 1954. I was able to give my paper to several of them to read, and unbeknownst to me, they were so impressed with the paper, they took it to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and said, we want this paper to be in the permanent archive collection on the history of our league. So anyone can go to the National Baseball Hall of Fame now, go down to the library, and they can pull my paper and read all about the history and the media coverage of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League. So it was a pretty neat honor. I was also able to join them at the Baseball Hall of Fame when they unveiled the Women in Baseball statue, which was something, was a nice honor. Ruth and Nolan Ryan were part of the group behind it, getting that project funded. So it was a wonderful experience that I'll always cherish.
And you played golf with Red.
Yes, and I've played golf with one of only the three players from the state of Texas that played in the Women's All-American Baseball League.
That is amazing. So here's the hard question I have for you. What was more exciting, that particular moment in your life or buying your first deal as a lead investor?
Gosh, sir. Well, the sports history buff in me, that's some pretty cool stories and experiences I have with those ladies. And with you being in San Antonio, know that there were only three players. One of the other two players was Alva Jo Fisher. There's actually a ballpark in San Antonio called the Alva Jo Fisher Complex. So even San Antonio has a piece of history for the Women's All-American Baseball League.
Outstanding. Hey, ladies, I want to thank you. Excuse me. I want to thank you for being on today's show. I think you've made a difference in somebody's life. You've resonated with somebody. And for that, I have to thank you very much for. And for those of you listening to my voice, realize that when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it's more than just learning real estate. It's associating yourself with other people that are pretty cool, like Tracy and Jennifer. And if you want to do what they're doing, you want to do what I'm doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the Start Here button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.